Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News, right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus. I'm your host, Kara Murray, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. A retired University of Connecticut professor of sociology and the director of the honors program died on Monday, November 5th, from a rare neurological disease at her home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ashley Anglisano from the Daily Campus reports that Lynn Goodstein started innovative and interdisciplinary courses for honors and non-honors students. Honors Program Director Jennifer Lees Butts says the honors program doubled in size under Goodstein's leadership. She also says the quality of admitted students and success rates increased. Goodstein's family says that before coming to UConn, she served as the director of the Women's Studies Program and was associate dean of the Graduate School at Pennsylvania State University. After, she was the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences and Professional Studies at Simmons College. UConn alumnus John Dearborn says that many students looked up to Goodstein and says she had a large effect on them. UConn Dining Services is currently looking to hire individuals at select dining units and food facilities on campus ahead of the fall semester final season, student program coordinator Ethan Olmsted says. Daily Campus correspondent Taylor Harton writes that the weeks leading up to finals are often a good time to apply for the positions in dining services because many students quit their jobs to focus on planning for next semester and finals. Olmsted says that since the program is run by students, the shifts are extremely flexible and are catered so employees can balance class, work, extracurriculars, and homework successfully. First semester business major Jackie Townsend says she enjoys the relationship she makes at work as well as interacting with people in a different environment. The College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Department of Journalism at the University of Connecticut has created a fund for a scholarship award honoring former journalism professor and pre-journalism advisor Therese T.C. Carmel, who passed away last December. Daily Campus correspondent Jude Infante writes that the Therese Aronoff Carmel Award for Sports Journalism is aimed at supporting undergraduates majoring in journalism and exhibiting quality work in the field of sports journalism. Maureen Croteau, the head of UConn's Department of Journalism, says that the award was started by Carmel's family and colleagues in the journalism department to recognize her contributions to the university. UConn alumnus Joe Burns says he changed his career path after having Carmel as an instructor and went on to be a sports writer for the Hartford Current, just as she was. Students are learning Safer Sex 101 on campus. Our news correspondent Andrew Smith has the full story.
On Monday, November 5th, the UConn Health and Prevention Services held the final seminar of the newly introduced sexuality series. Titled Safer Sex 101, the presentation consisted of an in-depth discussion and demonstration of a variety of safe sex supplies such as interior and exterior condoms, lubrication, and dental dams. Cassie Seltzer, a health and wellness specialist who worked to develop the program, discussed how the impetus for creating the series was tied to the founding of the Latex League, a new group of sex educators being introduced to campus.
So we wanted to do have something available for people to get involved with sex education that was at a lower level of commitment.
Seltzer says she hopes these presentations will facilitate a greater understanding and utilization of safe sex supplies by students.
The last thing we want to do is create barriers to getting people safer sex supplies. We want more people to have condoms and lubrication.
Subjects covered in prior sessions of the series have included sexually transmitted infections and pleasure, and Seltzer says she is seeking to expand the selection of topics for the coming semester. Regarding the sensitive nature of the concepts being discussed, Seltzer emphasized the creation of an inclusive environment and described the positive responses students have been having thus far.
So there are people that are, uncomfortable with the topic, and that's okay. There are people that are really comfortable with the topic. We just try to meet people where they're at, just to provide them, the best education that we can.
For WHUS News, I'm Andrew Smith.
And now, here's the weather. Today, there's a chance of rain, mainly before 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, with a high of near 41. Tonight should be partly cloudy, with a low around 30. Saturday should be mostly sunny, with a high near 44, with Saturday night being partly cloudy, with a low around 27. And Sunday should be partly sunny, with a high near 38. That's all the news we have for you this morning. Next week, we'll have a special segment on the show called the UConn News Network. On the show, we'll have Daily Campus News Editor Marlee Slessing, UCTV News Director Leanne Zanna, and our own WHUS News Director Daniela Doncel talking about what it's like to be the head of a student newsroom. Now, we are going to take a short break before we welcome our guest onto the show.
Huskies ready to delve into the world of diplomacy can find a seat waiting for them with the UConn Travel Model United Nations. Get trained in public speaking, negotiation, and networking so you can take on a role in different kinds of diplomacy scenarios, like the UN General Assembly and historical events, like the French Revolution. Hone these skills across the United States at competitive conferences where you can be a diplomat, build professional skills, and travel. Meetings are on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. in Monteith, room 319. And check out tmun.org for more information. You are listening to WHUS Stores.
And we are back from that short break. We'll now be moving into the discussion portion of our news show. Please note, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this Husky Nation news broadcast are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Joining me this week is Zach Lane. Hi, Zach. Is your mic on?
We'll figure it out. Is the mic on now?
Hold on a sec, everyone. Is the mic on now?
I can hear you.
Okay,
can
your you mic's hear on. Me? Yes, I can hear you.
Nice. We're here.
Minor technical difficulty, but we're here.
We're out here. I'm excited.
So, Zach has never been on the radio, have you?
Never been on the radio.
Not even
risked my life to do it this morning.
He really did. I really appreciate that because it's hard in these streets because it's icy. And
this
it's
is snowy. Important to me.
Thank you. Zach also brought me coffee, which he's a real heckin' guy for.
I'm a dear friend. I try my hardest. I aim to please.
Yes, you did. So, Zach, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let the people of the radio know who you are.
I am, I guess, basically a big doof. I'm going to be graduating in about 3 weeks, which is pretty insane to say out loud right now.
It is, and I don't like it.
Considering I am just a really big doof. Let's see.
What are you studying?
I am studying journalism. So
that's it.
It's yeah. Journalism major, English minor.
Okay, there we go.
I don't really care about getting into the news or anything like that at all. I really just like writing more. I like sports. Basically just basketball. Mm-hmm. Basically just the NBA. I'll watch college sometimes, but it's not really the same. Other than that, I love animals. Got two cute dogs at home. I'll be excited to see over Thanksgiving break.
Just talking about them, our dogs.
We're gonna talk about
the
doggies.
Yeah, what are
the cute
names?
Little babes. We got Sadie, the young pup, almost 2 years old, full of life, full of energy, just a big mess. She's like the cutest, most well-behaved black lab probably in the entire world.
I love that.
And then the old sweetheart, the old bag of bones, Molly. Still kicking, around 8 years old, I think. Chocolate lab, gray, grizzled, beautiful. She's wonderful.
Those are three good adjectives.
Thank
gray,
you.
Grizzled, beautiful.
Trying to expand the vocabulary.
Yeah, I really like that.
Now that I'm a radio personality.
Yeah,
so.
Right? This could be the first step into like a new career path.
I might enter stardom after this.
Oh, wow. I hope I launch your career.
Something just happened.
Oh.
Which one?
Oh, I think you unplugged your headphones.
Here?
I don't know. I can't see.
I unplugged it from somewhere.
Oh, man.
Where is she? Oh. I think I got it.
I can hear you no matter what, so.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
We're good.
That's good.
Right when she left, too.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, Daniela was here supervising, but she left, and
I figured it out.
That's where things start to go wrong.
I'm a handyman, so.
So you said you're graduating early, which, as much as I don't like to acknowledge it, I'm going to.
It's a sad reality we all have to face.
What do you plan on doing? Grad school, maybe? Med school?
Wow. Did both of those end in school?
Yeah,
if
they
so,
did.
I'm out.
So it's definitely
I'm
not you.
Not doing either of them. I am so beyond done with school. But the plan right now, I have actually, I'm just looking for like internship stuff. I have like a couple interviews coming up, so that's exciting.
Ooh, for what?
And I have a Skype interview with this sporting news company. So that would be nice. It would be down in North Carolina.
Ooh.
From like February to July.
That's
so
cool.
So I'd get out of Connecticut, the horrible winter weather in Connecticut that's already hitting us so soon. And I'd be down in nice weather in a city. It'd be really, really fun.
In a city.
I'd be doing sports journalism stuff.
That's
so
cool.
That would be awesome. Besides that, the Appalachian Trail.
I was going to say, aren't you planning on walking somewhere?
Yeah, that's the giant backup that's just kind of looming over my life right now because I told my friend I was going to do it with him. So now it's like, if I don't do
internship or Appalachian Trail?
I mean,
which one's more important?
They're both
a livelihood or hiking?
A livelihood or 2,200 miles walking for 6 months.
Correct.
See, the walking sounds good. I don't really care about money.
I don't
want
to get your steps in.
Yeah, right? That's like, it's just more life experience. It's more fun.
I feel like I could see you like giving away all of your worldly possessions and living in a solar-powered hut.
As long as I have my hair, I have myself.
He does. He does have his hair.
But yeah, the Appalachian Trail would just be really fun. I could maybe just do that. Maybe halfway through, dip off, move off the grid.
Yeah,
go to a log cabin in the woods in like Maine or New Hampshire or something.
I would love to work for you, but I'm going to have to leave halfway through to go hike a trail. You get it, right?
Yeah, that's like...
They're like, oh, sick, dude. Come back when you want. I feel like with you, they would let that happen.
I feel like there's a chance.
You get away with everything.
Maybe if Scott was the executive there.
You'd get away with everything.
Except I did get roasted by Scott in an email yesterday.
Please explain.
Well, because I skipped his class yesterday.
Oh.
Again, because I had an exam at 12:30 that I needed to keep studying for because I want to graduate actually in December.
Valid.
And not fail and then have a lot of people be really angry at me.
Yes.
Me be really angry at myself.
I would be angry.
You'd probably be happy. I'd be sticking around here for
definitely
longer.
Definitely would be very happy about that.
But I emailed Scott and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to make it to class today because I'm actually just skipping to study for an exam. This is really important. So sorry, Scott.
Yikes.
And he responded with, oh, I didn't know you were graduating in December. That's really cool. You have missed a lot of class this semester. Just saying. Good
Yikes.
Luck on your exam. I was like, wow, that was a...
Yikes. That was like a backhanded flame.
Loaded email right there.
It'd really be your own people who do that to you.
My guy, Scott. I can't believe it. I thought the bond we had was sacred and forever.
He's probably upset that you won't be in magazine with us next semester.
Well, I already took magazine.
Oh, that's true. All right. Okay. Valid. Speaking of UConn, this is an important question before you graduate. What's your favorite dining hall?
Oh, favorite dining hall? It's like, I would say the big three for me are Northwest, Towers, and South.
Mm, South is good.
Because Putnam is just Putnam. It's not good at
Putnam.
All.
Interesting.
Shippy, or what is it, Buckley?
Buckley.
Yep. Horrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Whitney, such healthy options.
Whitney?
Such a cozy environment. I'm such a fan of it.
They have very good breakfast for late night.
They have such good late night. It's unbelievable.
My roommate and I, every Monday, I would get out of a club meeting and she would get out of like a study session. Oh, sorry. And we would go there for dinner. We would meet up there every Monday last semester. That was our schedule.
Beautiful traditions.
It was really fun.
I do love Whitney, but it is like, I mean, you know what you're getting there.
Yeah, you do.
It's pretty much just for breakfast.
You do. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I would say Northwest is probably my favorite. Whenever Northwest has like, whenever they have like fried, they have like fish tacos sometimes. They're so good.
Fish tacos? I can't say I would eat that here.
You are suspect, I will say.
I'm suspect.
Right here on air. Not eating fish tacos anywhere is a crime.
I think I'd eat them anywhere, but here.
Anywhere. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I ate fish tacos from a food truck at in Clinton one time.
Yeah, that's
kind of
valid.
My mom was like, you're probably going to get food poisoning and be really sick. I was like, Mom, you got to do what you got to do for fish tacos. That's
a
risk I got to take.
I can't say I'd do that either.
Oh, I would do it. I think I'd eat anything basically at any time. There's no food that I don't like is the thing.
Is that so?
No, that's actually so.
Interesting.
The only thing I've actually had that I didn't like was sea urchin.
Sea urchin?
At like a sushi place. And it actually just tasted like the smell of poop. Like 100%. Like I can't even describe it in any other way. It stuck with me to this day.
You heard it here first, everyone.
You heard it here. Sea urchin.
Poop. Poop.
But yeah, I'd say Northwest is probably my favorite.
I like Northwest. I have some good memories of Northwest because I lived there last year.
Oh yeah.
So
it's probably good memories and bad memories. I think when you have to go to a dining hall like so many times in a row, it's just like,
yeah,
it wears out for you for sure.
Sometimes we'd go to late night under the promise that there'd be like mashed potatoes or turkey, and they wouldn't put it out.
Under the promise.
And who's yeah. Promise? The probably whoever makes the menus here, and they wouldn't put it out. And Katie and I, my roommate, would sit there and just wait and wait, and it would never come. So we'd go back and eat cereal, and it was depressing.
It's not a bad,
but just the fact filler. That we could have been eating turkey or something.
Yeah, that's
sad.
True.
Very sad.
That is devastating. Oh, there was something I was just about to say, and I completely lost it. Oh, what are you going to do?
Sad. Good thing I have a list of topics.
Good thing. All these ideas just flying through my head.
Number four. The Vince Staples album. Because I saw you looking up the
yes.
lyrics to it in class the other day.
I've been so obsessed with it. It's so, so, so good. Anybody that hasn't listened to it, go ahead. Go for it.
What's the name of it again?
FM.
FM.
I think FM exclamation point, actually.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's kind of set up like a radio broadcast.
It's exactly
very
how
meta.
It's set up. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just like, it's 22 minutes long.
It's very short.
Which is very easy to just listen to. You can listen to it on basically like any drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Going anywhere.
Yeah, basically anytime you're doing anything, I would say.
Yeah.
It's like a good album for all times. Like anytime we're just like hanging out around the apartment and like my roommate starts playing music, just throws on the Vince Staples album. It's just a quick 20 minutes. It's so easy. It's so good.
Then
like
you're done.
Every single song off it. Just a hit.
A1.
It's wonderful.
Perfect.
And Vince Staples is like, I mean, I can't relate to like most of the things
yeah.
that he's saying because he's just like.
I grew up in a pretty nice neighborhood.
Yeah, me too.
In on the like, East Coast in
very,
Connecticut.
Very, very like non-threatening and
yeah.
like didn't have to deal with like gang violence and
yeah.
stuff like that. But Vince Staples just toughed it out.
Shout out Vince
he's
Staples.
Kind of the man.
He's a cool guy.
No, actually, if you listen to the album, Vince Staples sounds like the man
he
the
does.
Entire time
he's
on the album.
He's super cool.
It's very cool. It's like, have you seen the LeBron commercial? Like, if you watch just like any like sports like channel.
Well, there you
whatever,
go right there.
Maybe.
I don't watch sports. Silly.
There we go. I feel like if you watch ESPN or like TNT like anytime. For like 10 minutes and a commercial happens, there's like an 80% chance it's going to be the LeBron commercial. And it's just like LeBron, it starts out with him at his like introductory press conference as like a rookie. And he's just talking and he's like, yeah, like I'm not this like hero, blah, blah, blah. And they were like calling him the chosen one when he's coming out of high school because he was so hyped up. And then the commercial just goes through and it like has LeBron as a rookie, and then it's just LeBron doing all these really, really great, really nice things and just being really awesome at basketball. And the entire commercial is just like, you can sum it up and just be like, wow, LeBron's the man. Like, it's as simple as that. And it's such like a heartwarming commercial to watch.
Wow.
That's how I feel about the Vince Staples album. You just listen, you're like, wow, Vince Staples is the man.
That was a cool analogy.
Some people just kill it.
Interesting. Okay. Number five, Dungeons and Dragons. We're just going right down the list here.
My life.
Yeah, I don't know why I put this as a topic because I have only sat in on it once, so it's not like we can really talk about a lot.
I can educate you.
But
I don't really know like an insane amount.
What is your character like? I know that much.
Oh, so I'm in two sessions right now. My character in one of them
juggling.
Is, what's his name? Thoros Windwaker III.
Ooh,
wow.
The third.
An absolute legend.
Cool.
Probably a very nice, long, blonde flow.
Wow. Where'd you get that from?
I know, right? No inspiration for that. Totally just off the top of the head. What else is... I haven't played in so long in that one. I know I use, like, bows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I'm definitely, like... pretty sure I'm an elf guy.
Cool.
Kind of elf guy.
Cool.
Yeah. So that one's pretty fun. But then the other one, I just like wanted to be an absolute tank. So I made him like this big ogre guy, basically.
Ooh.
And he just like has a giant hammer and a giant battle axe.
Thor?
And I'm just written out this, the different one. What's his name? I forget what this one's name is. Maybe like Mort. Oh, it's Mort, actually.
Mort.
It's Mort. And he's just this big, stupid, like, ogre guy that's just really, really, really strong and can just annihilate people.
Cool.
With his axe and hammer. So that's really fun.
I like that. That's
but,
cool.
Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons is really cool because you just can do absolutely whatever you want at any point. So you can just walk into, like, a tavern, and then the Dungeon Master's just like, all right, there's, like, a couple orcs sitting over there, there's a couple elves, there's, like, humans just chatting, like, playing darts or whatever, and you can just be like, yeah, I'm just going to go up and I'm going to punch that guy in the face as hard as I can.
Wow.
And then, like, the DM's just like, all right, I mean, go for it and see what happens. And then just chaos can ensue, but you can do it if you want, so.
I love that.
Yeah, it's exciting. And you can just, like, I don't know, try and steal, like, anything at any time. Like, in one of our sessions, me and two other guys just went to this tavern, and our goal was just to, like, steal 3 kegs, like, in different ways, basically. So I was going to, like, just talk to the bartender and just chat up the bartender for a while and just Ooh. Try and get the bartender to give me a keg. And then one of them was going to steal one. And one of them was going to, like, one of them was going to sneaky steal one. One of them was, like, actually going to fight people and steal one.
I see.
And then chaos ensued.
Chaos.
And we ended up getting out with 1 keg.
So wow.
We still got cocked.
Better
in the
than
game.
No
pretty
kegs.
Pretty wild.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And there's just, like, I think the key is just having a good DM. Because one of my friends is really, really good at it, and if you just have somebody that's just cool with you guys, like, going off on wacky, like, side adventures and stuff, mm-hmm. then it just makes it so much better.
That makes sense.
Here's a question that you and I both thought of to ask each other. We didn't discuss this before. But just to be like, whoa, we both thought of that. So this is real telepathy. If you could live anywhere in the world, fictional or non-fictional, where would you live?
My immediate answer is just something from my childhood. Mm-hmm. I would just like to be like a 12-year-old kid living in the Pokemon universe.
Of course.
Because, wow, how great is the Pokemon universe? There's no danger. Like, no one's actually being sus. Everybody's just like trying to steal other people's Pokemon, which mm-hmm. like... That's sus, but it's like no
it's
one's
sus
getting
in
killed,
like a
I guess,
wholesome way.
So that's good. Yeah. And you're just like 12 years old and you can just kind of roam around anywhere at any point. And it's just cool. They're just like, hey, wow, it was your 12th birthday. Here's a Pokeball. Now leave and just go travel the world. I'm like, wow, that would be really cool. So imagine just a world where there's just like no danger, basically. And you
wow.
can just go travel as a kid.
I like that.
It's ideal.
I think mine would be. The Percy Jackson in the Olympians world.
Oh,
because
so sweet.
I want to go to Camp Half-Blood and learn to like sword fight and save the world and hang out with Percy Jackson because I used to have a fictional crush on him.
But imagine how sad it would be if you were in that world and you were just immortal.
True. I absolutely would just be
devastating.
Immortal. I would be in that
imagine
world.
Imagine not being a demigod in that
knowing
world.
Knowing everything
you're
exists.
Just in the regular world.
And not being able
you
to
know
partake.
All that stuff exists.
Maybe I'd be able to see through it.
That
and
would
I
be
could
sad.
Just.
Then they would wipe your memory right away.
Yeah, they
basically.
Absolutely would. They'd
live
be
in
like
the big
mortal.
Mouth world.
Get out.
Love to live in the big mouth world and just have hormones.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
That would be great.
And be animated. Wow.
That would be really interesting.
In the real world, I think I would like to live. I would say.
I see Colorado for you.
Colorado would be cool. Interesting choice.
Yeah. What led me to pick that?
I think Colorado would be really cool. I think LA would be awesome. Mm. I want to end up there like at some point for a little while. I also want to go to like. Mediterranean area basically mm-hmm. like I feel like that would be nice
anywhere warm for you
yeah, maybe
basically
I could, like actually tan maybe if I just wow. spent so long in the sun where I burned over and over and over maybe I'd actually get tan.
I would love to witness that. Just get a spray tan.
I would love to witness all the peeling. That's like my favorite part of sunburns.
Ew, you're sick.
So good. It's really nice.
I think for me
yeah in the real world
in the oh. real world sadly what would you choose for me?
For you?
Yeah, what would you think I would choose?
God, see. I don't see like a city.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, is that what you're
Yes.
Is it East Coast, West Coast?
Middle. East Coast.
East Coast. New York.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
I'm taken aback.
I'm every teenage girl ever. Yeah.
Yeah. What an original idea.
I know, right? Wow.
How many people that live there? Most populated city.
Yeah. Well, what would you choose? What would you think I would choose?
You?
Yeah.
I was thinking like small town Arkansas, maybe.
Are you kidding?
Like Dust Bowl area, maybe.
Please tell me you're joking.
I was thinking Flint, Michigan, right here, actually.
Yes. Wow. That's so kind of you. Arkansas. Wow. Imagine me in Arkansas for a day.
I don't think you'd be in Arkansas.
No, maybe I don't either.
But a big... I don't know. See, the thing about New York is I feel like you just have to leave every winter.
Yeah.
Like, it's so gross there in the winter. The way the trash bags pile up on the side of the road and just get nailed by plows and are just ripped open. There's just garbage everywhere.
At least I wouldn't have a car, so I wouldn't have to clean it off all the time.
That's true.
But then I would have to take the subway, and the subway is the worst.
It's suspect, for sure.
But, you know.
See some. You definitely have so many stories probably after a week.
Definitely could.
Of just riding the subway.
Yeah. After a day of riding the subway, I'm like, ooh. Lots of things happened in that 3-minute ride.
Ooh, I don't want to live in New York anymore.
Yeah. Or I'd like to go to London.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That'd be really nice.
Such a dreary place there.
Yeah. It's like New York, but clean.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Super clean. They have like street cleaners there. It's really interesting.
Clean. I was pretty sad when I went and Big Ben was under construction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was so sad.
It's tragic. Yeah. It's really cool.
That was the only thing we were there for. We were there for a day because we had like a 23-hour layover.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh wow. Let's just go like explore London.
Yeah, might as well.
It's pouring rain the entire day.
Oh,
like
no.
40 degrees, pouring rain, and Big Ben's under construction. The only thing we wanted to
what
see.
What is the point?
We were like, weird, this is really cool. I'm such a fan of London. The
classic London experience.
But it's just like, I feel like it's never sunny over there is the problem. I want to be in a place where there's sunshine.
I went summer 2015, and it was really, really sunny and very warm. Oh, it was really? Very strange, but it was really fun.
Just shut me down.
Yeah, so take that opinion and leave.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you really don't.
Absolutely dominating.
Yeah, devastating.
My first appearance on air.
I completely just fried you.
Negative personality on air. Right
yep. Exerting my control. Yeah. I control this conversation. Sorry. Thanks for trying. So here's this last question, the one that's a surprise. So I don't know if this is a bad question or not, but we're going to ask it. I feel like it's something you would think long and hard about.
Did you get arrested?
How many Pop-Tarts makes up a serving? Like, if you were to go get Pop-Tarts and I said, hey, I would like some, would you bring me a pack or would you give me one?
So if you just ask me, if you're like, hey, like, can I get Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. Would you, and you were already getting some, would you bring me a separate pack of my own or would you give me one of yours?
Oh, I'd bring you a pack. Because there's no way I'm only going to eat one. thing. So, like, I can't give you one of them and then expect myself to eat one.
Very true. That's a good point.
So,
I
you
think
know what I would do?
What?
I would get a brown sugar one and I'd get a strawberry one. And I'd open both packs and I'd give us each one.
That
I know, right?
Is genius. You might have just done something.
Now, you know what I did do the other day? Speaking of Pop-Tarts, I made brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts and then I took peanut butter and spread it all over the backs and then press it together like
ooh.
A sandwich.
Oh, so I don't know if that's it, Chief.
Anybody that's just wildly hungry at 1 in the morning and is out of ideas, now that's the move.
That might be the move. It might not be.
Yeah, if you're not looking to wake up with a stomach ache.
Yeah,
not
that might not be the move if you want a healthy digestive tract.
Yeah, I mean, I'm healthy enough.
Yeah, you're fine. You're alive.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm still here, basically.
I think for me, it would depend on if I'm getting a pack, because if I was getting some and you were like, hey, get me some, I'd get you a pack. But if I was already opening mine, I'd just be like, here.
If I was already opening them, I think I would just be like, if you're like, hey, can I have some Pop-Tart? Then I think I'd break off like a chunk. I don't think I'd give you a full one.
You'd be like, here's a corner without any frosting.
Yeah, in that moment, I'd be greedy. I'd like pull out the package like after the Pop-Tarts are and be like, yeah, there's like so many crumbs in here, actually.
Yeah, you can have these crumbs.
Check that out. These are really good.
A little bit of a hint of the Pop-Tart.
Everybody leaves these behind, but they're the best part, I swear.
That's valid.
I saved it for you, Kara.
Thank you so much, real friend.
Then I'd eat those. Terrible actual Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
take one for the team.
Yeah, you gotta.
True hero.
Braver. You're so brave.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Well, it's 10 o'clock on the dot.
On the dot?
Yeah.
We ended it on the dot?
Yeah. Well, we will today.
Wow, perfect.
So thank you so much, Zach, for speaking with me. This has been highly informational.
Can I give a shout out right now?
Sure.
Okay, shout out. If anybody listening knows Daniel Boba, he is one handsome man, and I love him dearly. And also Dustin Lavoie, best tattoo artist I know, best bartender I know, absolute sexy man.
Wow.
Two guys, just had to give him a quick shout out.
There you have it. So thank you to the Daily Campus for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music.
Thanks, Ethan.
I've been your host, Kara Murray, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM.
UConn!
Have a great day.